Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is the Connecticut-based roots band Parsons Field with the song Strollin' Down the Highway. It's from a brand new EP titled After Party. And if the name Parsons Field doesn't sound familiar to you, the band's music might. That's because Parsons Field made its Boston area debut under a different name, Poor Old Shine. Maybe that sounds familiar. The band was seen on stage last winter at the American Repertory Theater, where it performed its original music in a production of The Heart of Robin Hood. For most up-and-coming bands, an opportunity like that would have been its 15 minutes of fame, but it looks like Parsons Field is just getting started. And so, in honor of the band's new EP, its new name, and its upcoming performance at Cisco Brewery on Nantucket this Wednesday, we're going to revisit our conversation with Parsons Field from last December. Back then, its five members joined us as Poor Old Shine to talk about their collaboration with the ART. They also played some of their songs included in The Heart of Robin Hood, including this one called Weeds or Wildflowers.
In a soiled white shirt with love enough to kill me, but was unsure of its worth. And though the night is sweetened by some rising of the moon, I've lived enough to know the battle's never through. You pass something down, no matter where or how. Well, there'll be weeds or wildflowers affixed upon your vows. And there's a crooked burning cigarette rolling on your tongue. Well, there'll be weeds or wildflowers when you're done.
Poor Old Shine performing its song Weeds or Wildflowers. Chris Freeman is here on our studio on banjo and lead vocals. And Chris, could you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Absolutely. We have Antonio Alcorn here on mandolin, Harrison Goodale on the bass, yeah. Eric Hishman on the drums, yeah. And Max Jackin on the pump organ and on guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to all of you. So, as we mentioned, the song we just heard has basically become sort of, as I understand it, the theme song in the American Rep Robin Hood show. And this was an existing song. This was already part of your repertoire.
Yeah.
But others weren't. You have some new ones. So how did you decide what worked and what you needed to create from scratch?
We kind of went into the rehearsal process for it not really knowing what was going to work. This is our first time ever doing anything in the theater world. But the people putting on the show had heard our album, and they thought that it was the right feel for the show. So they had some ideas for it, and then we just kind of tried changing songs around so they would work for a particular scene or for ones that we couldn't quite figure out from our old repertoire. We made up new songs for that.
So when the ART first proposed this to you, did you have a moment where you had to think, well, wait, can we imagine our music being in a Robin Hood play?
We definitely.
That's one of those moments almost every day.
Still, yeah, as still you continue, really.
Yeah, it still is, just because we knew the songs before the show, I think for us it still feels like we're a little bit shocked that the fact that it fits in, and every time we hear someone say how well the music seems to fit, we're always like, yeah, you know, I guess it does, but I think we go at it with a little different perspective than people seeing the show for the first time with the music.
What do you think your perspective is? How does it differ than the audience's?
Well, I think it's mostly just the fact that we've known these songs in terms of how we envisioned the songs before the play was added to them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
and so
uh-huh.
We see these songs more as just kind of our songs in the album, and then this is just the fact that it fits in there and is able to be used. We feel very blessed because we don't really understand why.
Well, we didn't really envision our songs with sword fighting.
Maybe you didn't.
But now it's hard to think of them
without it. Now, the song you already played for us was an existing song in your repertoire, but you have written some new songs for the show.
Right.
And I understand you're going to play one of those new songs for us. This one is called Don't Let Your Burdens Touch the Ground.
That's right.
Could we hear that one too?
Sure.
Well, these dark rains, they soak me to the bone. And I hear my mother calling through the storm. She no longer walks beside me, but her memories still guide me. And I'll find my way back home before I'm old. Well, don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Well, don't let your burden touch the ground. River wide, I'll see my baby on the other side. Don't let your burden touch the ground.
In shackles, my feet go step to step. For miles and lands where I have wept. Day 22, day 23, my sanity runs out beneath me.
Don't let your burden touch the ground. Don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Oh, the sun is high, the river wide. I'll see my baby on the other side. Don't let your burden touch the ground. It don't live here anymore. I'm out to pacify this bitter storm. So lay me down beneath the tree, where all my troubles leave me be. Up above my head, between the clouds, I'll leave this world when my troubles come down. Don't let your burden touch the ground.
Thank you. Again, that was the band Poor Old Shine singing Don't Let Your Burdens Touch the Ground. Now, are you guys singing that song or is the cast singing that song in the show?
little bit of both.
You with them?
Yeah.
So you made that song for the show. Did you take a whole different approach to songwriting when you thought this is going to be performed by a cast in the theater? Was it a whole different mindset in terms of song creation?
You know, the song was written for a part that was supposed to be about 20 seconds long. We needed about a 20-second segment of music. There's a little, like, chain gang type section in the show. And so it was mostly just to kind of fill that need, and then we just kind of continued filling out the song to make it a whole one.
Yeah, originally it was just, as Chris was saying, it was a little filler thing, which became the chorus, and then we liked that. And after rehearsal, we were just jamming on, and we all kind of wrote verses, and we were just playing for fun. And the music director, who is kind of our window into this theater world, who helps us communicate with all these other people we're collaborating with, said, "Hey, I like that. Could we use that?" And,
really?
And that's how everything has happened through this whole
And for experience. You guys, this was a very abbreviated rehearsal process. You went in like early November. They said, "We're performing in a month." And I think you've said you were kind of terrified when you heard about this deadline.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, we admitted that? Okay, yeah.
It was way outside our comfort zone to be going into theater. We're a band, you know. We've played in Cambridge before, but we play at Passim's and we play at places like that. And so this whole theater world is new to us, but we're enjoying it greatly. And it's fun to kind of be a cog in the machine as opposed to just kind of putting on just our own shows all
really?
The time.
You like being a cog in the machine.
But like a fun
yeah,
cog.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big machine uh-huh. that we get to see work.
Would you play one more song for us, something that's from the show? Which one do you want to do?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to play a song called Footsteps in My Ear.
Okay, go for it. That's the Connecticut-based band formerly known as Poor Old Shine and now known as Parsonsfield, speaking with us back in December when their original music was featured and performed in the heart of Robin Hood at the ART. The band's brand new EP titled After Party comes out tomorrow, and you can see Parsonsfield this Wednesday at Cisco Brewery on Nantucket. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
But throat is dry of sound from my hands it slipped away behind my eyes. You'll always say.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Baby, all the fog in the field. When I reach out to you and you get farther away. Well, maybe you're just footsteps in my ear. Well, maybe you're just footsteps in my ear.